podcast called Traveltude. Traveltude is all about the way you think about the travel experience. Everything from the preparation, the anticipation, to the ultimate satisfaction of it all. It's a whole vibe.
Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of the Traveltude podcast. So we are now in what is traditionally known as the busiest travel season for the U.S. Oftentimes, the planning for holiday travel starts at the end of the summer. Sometimes people start sooner, depending on how many coins they have to get together. But by now, in the terms of a travel tour, the preparation for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's travel is nearly complete. And you have moved on to full anticipation. I know the anticipation for my husband and I always go up a notch around this time. About 15 years ago, we started a tradition of bringing in the new year somewhere different every year. So over the years, we've ushered in the new year in destinations foreign and domestic, both near and far. In recent years, we had to, you know, shake it up a little bit and change the tradition just a little bit because our family was growing. So now what we do is we alternate between going away with the family for Christmas and then going away with the new year as our normal tradition was. The point of all this is that holiday travel is a big deal for us, as it is for many people. Now, some people already feel like they lost out on their 2020 vacations, and for good reason. So many people are highly anticipating travel during the holiday season. As things will have it, just like a lot of things in 2020, holiday travel is definitely going to hit different this year. Many people like myself have our fingers crossed that our travel plans will actually take flight. So that brings me to my guests this week, who have been preparing for a Christmas getaway with their families, and they are going to talk about it. So I have joining me today Tanika Bird, Courtney Pride, and Nicole Matthews. I've had the honor and pleasure of providing travel arrangements for them and their families for a number of years now. Hello, ladies. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Happy travel to
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I am very excited about having you here with me because, as you know, and I'm going to let my listeners know, you are truly my family travel clients extraordinaires. You are. So please, I want each of you to introduce yourself again and then just tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Hi, guys. Happy travel to you. My name is Tanika Bird. I'm a mother of three and a wife. I'm also a registered nurse and a baker. And Miss Terry has been my travel agent probably for 10 years now. She's taken us all across the world, and we have so many more places to visit in the future. So thank you for all that you do, Miss Terry, and I appreciate you.
Oh.
Hi, guys. I'm Courtney Pride. I'm the mother of three girls and a boy, and I am married for 11 years. I'm a police sergeant with the Baltimore Police Department. And I, my story is a little interesting with me and Terry, because I actually met her through one of my coworkers who had hosted a getaway. And so then when I met her there, probably about in about 2011, I seen her name again on something that my girlfriend Tanika had hosted, and I said, wow, I know her. And then so I thought it was just interesting how she knows everybody. So I think that was really wonderful how we got a chance to reconnect and reunite. And we've been everywhere we go, we call her, and she always makes it happen all the time, even last minute travel. So thank you, Sarah.
Hi, guys. My name is Nicole Matthews. I am also the mother of three children. I am married for almost 11 years, coming up in this December. Also, I'm a daycare provider, run a daycare business, which keeps me rather busy, but it's fun. I love, love, love what I do. Also, I'm excited about traveling with my family, and I love to travel. And also excited about traveling with my girlfriends, who I'm looking forward to having this conversation with you about some things that are upcoming for us. And thank you for having us.
Wonderful. Now, I know there is one more lady who wasn't able to be with us, but can you introduce her as well?
Absolutely. Her name is Latasha. She completes our Fab Four. She is also a mother of three, and she works very hard, and she loves to travel as well. So I think, you know, vacations for her, she gets super excited. Like, am I wrong, y'all? She gets super excited about vacation the moment things are locked down. Yes. So she is ready to go.
Yes,
my kind of ladies. Ready to go. Always ready to go.
Yes.
So your friendship is probably more appropriately described as a sisterhood. So tell us how it all started.
So I'll go first. This is Courtney. We had the pleasure of meeting one another actually in 1996. Let's go back to 1996. We all were incoming ninth graders going into City College. Woohoo! Say forever.
Hey. We'll talk about that later.
You made Miss Curry.
We'll talk about it later. I knew it was going to come. You know, it was inevitable that it was going to come out, but like I said, we'll talk about it later.
Off the record, right?
Off the record.
So we met one another in a summer scholarship program before we met everybody in the school. So Tanika, Nikki, and I had already kind of built a friendship before school started in September. And so once September, we had only been friends for about a month. So once September started, it was like we were meeting everybody else in the school. We were already friends. Like it's so weird because now, like, was almost 24 years now? 24 years later, we're still still like the first day we all met each other. But so that's how we met. And Tanika and I had the privilege of singing on a choir. We did modeling, dance. We had dance class together. Like, we were always inseparable. And not to mention Tasha also as well. We met her. I actually met Tasha in the seventh grade, actually. Let's say that. I met her before we went, but we were in a marching band together. Well, her and I, we weren't really close until we went to City. And City just kind of gelled everything together. And then from then, we never lost contact. That's just one thing. Mm-hmm. We never lost contact. And we are sisters. We don't even call ourselves really friends anymore. We just like Tanika said, the Fab Four. And kids are like cousins. They have their own outside of us. They grew up together. So now it's like wherever we go, we travel, everybody's one. Is nobody's left out. So
that's right.
Yep.
And actually to kind of add to that, so like Courtney said, we all met in ninth grade, but Tanika and I have known each other since elementary school. We were friends in elementary school, but then we lost contact and reconnected ninth grade. So it's been a long time. We've known each other for a good minute. But yeah, like Courtney said, it was just like one of those things. Like when we met, it was just like instantly we just gelled. And when we get together, the four of us, we just become a whole, like we very professional Monday through Friday. But when we get together on the weekends, okay?
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe, okay? Okay, and I just love these girls because, I mean, during the week, like I said, I'm with kids constantly teaching all that. But when I get a chance to get with my girls, I can be totally free and be myself. And, you know, I just love them. It's just, I get so excited. We just went out just like last weekend and it was just like the best time just to be able to get away with them. Just for a couple hours, just to, you know, grab a bite to eat or whatever. So these are my girls. I love them to pieces. So
yes.
I'm thankful.
And I just want to add, you know, we, for so many years, we did like going out to eat and doing stuff with the kids. But now that we're older and we're financially stable and we have our husbands and, you know, good incomes, we're now able to travel. And that kind of makes it even better because, you know, we took it from restaurants. Now we have fun with the whole family. Or if it's just the girls, we have fun with just the girls trip, you know. So traveling is very important to us. And it's also like a, almost like a, like we are like, you know, we get to let our hair down even more. You know, we get to be relaxed. We don't have to cook. We don't have to clean. We don't have to do anything for anybody. It's just like, you know, vacation is vacation, you know, and we take care of each other's kids. If the kids want to go here, you know, one of us will go with the kids here, or, you know, so we take turns. Our kids are each other's kids. They're family. They grow up together. They love each other. It's nothing but fun and the entire time that we go on vacation.
From start to finish. Terry, when you're there, because it's like this nonstop laugh at the dumbest, silliest stuff. And it's just so much fun. Like, you couldn't help but just to be like, they're really a fun group of people to be around. Yes.
And Miss Terry, the crazy part is, and Courtney will tell you, her husband especially, when we leave a trip, we are planning the next trip.
Tanika and my husband, they are like the interviews. Before we put everything together and send it to you, Tanika and my husband, they are the ones that's like, okay, this is the hotel we're going. Okay, so let Tanika and Lamont do what they're gonna do, and then we send it.
There's nothing wrong with that. And you know what? So I really, really love everything that you just said, because it's probably groups of ladies that can relate, because I know I certainly can. And you said the Fab Four. So I definitely have my four, and all four of my girls come from Poly, you know, the nothing school.
Oh my goodness, Miss Terry.
But all my girls come from, you know, Poly, the number one school. Some of us
you just adding that right on there.
Oh my goodness.
Three of us knew each other before high school, but when we got in high school, it really gelled. I think the difference in my squad and you ladies is that two of us, when we were in 10th grade, the other two would just come in the 9th. So two of us are a year older, but we all still, you know, gel together. And like you, we have traveled as a family all over the world, literally. We've been everywhere, and our children, the same thing. You know, we're godparents to each other's children, and, you know, some of us have children that are older, but the older kids will take care of the, you know, the younger ones, so you can definitely relate. And it is such a great feeling to have such a long-standing friendship like that, you know? And, you know, and I don't know about you ladies, but no drama. We don't do drama.
No, we don't do drama. Right. Same way.
Yep. No, that is awesome. So you kind of touched a little bit about the vacationing and things like that, but I really kind of want to know, how did the tradition kind of start? Like, what was the first place you went to, or how did you decide, let's do a vacation?
Well, before Tanika start, because I'm gonna give her all the credit for, she's been planning little mini trips, like bus trips to New York and all kinds of, you know, just small stuff prior to us actually doing vacations. And of course, us, you know, being her friends, we will always support her. And so when she branched out with the cruise, I'm gonna let you speak on that, Tanika, but when she branched, I was all for that. Like, let's go. What time? Where we going? How much we need to pay? I wanted to pay in advance. Like, I was ready to roll. But she, Tanika, her head's down. Like she said, she's a nurse, 3 kids, a wife. She has her own side business on top of trying to keep us together as, you know, friendships, and then incorporating our husbands, you know, and our kids. She branched off and started planning these vacations, and of course, you know, we wanted to support her, and it's like, let's do it. But Tanika, go ahead and speak on, honey, because you started.
I actually give the credit to Miss Terry, because she did everything.
So
are you telling me that I did your first vacation?
You did our first group vacation, yes.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yes. Wow. And then we will all say Nicole wasn't able to attend for that vacation, but later on, but it started the tradition for future vacations as a group. But I'll tell you that we will tell you that was the best. And Courtney, and if Tasha was here, she would say that was the best vacation we ever had. Even the kids will tell you that was the best vacation we ever had.
It was.
Excellent. I didn't even know that, but I'm glad I had a hand in that because I'm a group person, you know. I like when me and my husband go away, you know, by ourselves. But everybody who know me, when I go somewhere, I want everybody to come.
Yeah.
And I just try to make it happen. I was like, we're going to get you there. We're going to get it done. Mm-hmm. I love being surrounded, you know, by people like-minded and just want to have, you know, a wonderful time and new experiences together. So I love group vacations. And you kind of have your own, you know, group just in yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, because
when you told me how we are with the group, it's like people be so, they're like, oh wow, can we go? And we like, oh no, it's closed. Like, it's closed. People outside is like, I don't care how close you are, like, you know, because you don't want to add more. And it's perfect just the way it is. No, we don't need no more people coming on a trip because everybody, you can't vacation with everyone. Everyone is, you know, you can go out to dinner with them, you can go out to eat with them, hang out their house or whatever. But when it comes to vacation, like, I want to be able to be on vacation and not have no drama on 8 days on a ship. Like, I need to be knowing that I'm going to be here for 8 days and I want to be able to enjoy it, relax. In vacation, so
And then the thing about us is that, you know, we go with the flow. It's not like, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that. Oh, Tanika said we're going here, we going there. Courtney said, oh, that's where we're going. Okay, then that's what we're going to do. It's like, you know, we just kind of go with the flow with things. It's never like, I want to do that.
So have you ever traveled for the holidays, like a Christmas holiday before? Have you done that as your group, or is this your first time?
So Latasha and I traveled last Christmas. Like, we actually, Brent, my husband and I started a couple of years ago saying we were just going to try to start doing every other year away on vacation versus, you know, spending money on gifts and toys that the kids were really wouldn't play well for. Appreciate, you know, or maybe play with on Christmas morning. That's it, you know. So I said, why not take that money and make memories with it versus, you know, just spending it on just crazy stuff, you know. And so we went to Disney 1 year for Christmas. We took the kids, and then we went to Florida another time just for family vacation. And then last year, Latasha and I took the kids to New Jersey for Christmas vacation. So and then this year we were like, everybody has to go. Like, everybody got to go. So that's what happened. We all was like, and it's Nicole and her husband's anniversary. And we was like, we're going to celebrate the anniversary. We're going to celebrate Christmas. We're just going to have a great time with everybody together and bring in, you know, the holiday as a family. So that's how it kind of kicked off for this year.
That sounds exciting. So where are you going? As if I don't know, but where are you going?
We are going to, I'm going to be kind of Cancun. It's a surprise for all of our kids. And like Tanika said, this is actually my time going away for Christmas because my husband and I both are police sergeants with the police department. We never really had the opportunity to be off on stretch other than like Christmas. And then like the next 2 days, we had to go back to work. So this year, both of us was afforded the opportunity to get off. So I was like, okay, we're going. Pandemic and all, like, we're going masked up, we're going to make it work, and, you know, praying that is safe and that we'll come back in peace. But this is our first time actually going. I always thought about it, but like I said, after a while, your kids get a little older. I have a teenager. She just turned 13, an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old. And so it's like, after a while, you can only buy but so much of the same stuff. And it gets boring. They wake up, hey, Merry Christmas, and then it's back to bed, everybody's back in it. Even if not every other year, I think will suffice, just because it's something different. And a lot of people don't do. Everybody wants to be home. But I think we're gonna show something different we do this, because every people are going to be like, oh wow, what were the kids
for Christmas?
Christmas, okay. And I'm very secretive with everything. Like I told my husband, don't tell anybody, don't tell nobody. I don't want nobody know, because I don't want to slip up to my kids. They already snoop around and try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Got it. Exciting. So you kind of mentioned it just a few minutes ago. So we're going to go ahead and get this little thing out the way. So we know traveling in the age of coronavirus, it actually can be done, and it can be done safely and responsibly. So it's really that the advice from the health professionals is the same whether you're traveling or staying at home. They say wear a mask, practice social distancing, wash your hands regularly, especially after touching common surfaces. And so my question is there anything else that you plan to do in addition to what the experts recommend?
Well, geez, we are traveling with 21 people, Ms. Turin, which is crazy for COVID, okay, number one. But like in our daily routines, Courtney and Nikki, especially Nicole being, a daycare provider, and I'm sure Courtney working in, you know, the field that she work in, we have to practice, and I'm a nurse, so we have to practice safe hygiene at all times. So, and our kids, they see us do it, so they're going to, you know, do the same thing in return. So we plan to implement everything that you just said and just kind of be as precautious as possible, you know, with touching and traveling and staying in our little group and, you know, and just reminding the kids to be safe, you know, make good choices, you know.
Well, the good thing is, one, like you said, it's nothing new to you, all of you. You work in professions where you do this stuff already. So that makes it easier anyway. And then the industry itself, they're going above and beyond to make sure that there are protocols that will keep you safe. I mean, the hotels, you know, the airlines and everything, when I tell you, they're doing more than a lot of people do in their own houses in terms of sanitizing and things like that. So, you know, they know what needs to be done, and they have stepped up and they're doing it. So I feel pretty confident that, you know, that is not going to be an issue as long as you continue to do the things that you already do and that the professionals recommend.
Right.
So, we know that, you know, coronavirus kind of adds a challenge to the travel experiences, but let's just set that aside. And just for a minute, I want you to describe the biggest challenge of traveling as a group of families with multiple young children. What would you say are some of the challenges you've experienced? And while you're at it, let me know what has been the funniest type of thing you had to overcome.
But in 2016, when we went on the cruise, she got shirts made. And so that was like a big deal for us because, you know, everybody had a pink shirt. So, you know, the pink shirts was for Tanika's group. Like, But all of our kids are, all of our kids are pretty much similar in age. So we kind of pair them up. They on their own, really. Like my son and Tanika's daughter, they holding hands on their own automatically. So it's always like a pair every time we're here. And a challenge, I'm trying to think if it was a challenge. I guess kind of like keeping up with the little ones and then making sure that the older ones is like, where your sister at? Okay, where is it? And then we counting everybody before we get, okay, all right, we got 21, let's go. All right, or we got 10, let's go. Or, you know, it's always fun. But it's fun, though, because it's just so fun. And my husband was like, it always reminds me of Home Alone. Like, it's just so deep.
Yes.
Everywhere we go, we're always just like, he loves it. He's just like, let's go. Wherever we go, I can tell him at the last minute. He's just like, all right, okay, who is the crew going? We call our group 2-2. But that's another story. But he said, is everybody going? I'm like, yep, everybody going. So, it's always, like I said, it's always a fun time. Like, it's just, yeah, I love it.
Now, only thing I was going to say was just, and I'm speaking personally, just making sure that we're on time, we don't miss the flight. because having, first of all, my girls know how I am, and and my husband and I are like one and the same, you know, when it comes to being on time. So we just gonna just set our alarm 2 hours earlier than what we should. We're gonna be good.
Mister, you should have gave them different flight times.
I was right there, because that flight is early. When you international, you got to be there. Although I think Christmas morning won't be.
I would say, Mister, it's like so far, you know, one thing that we kind of laugh about, and we like these darn passports. So, you know, just to touch base on that, when you are traveling for the holidays, the passports, the process kind of takes it takes a little bit longer. So people, if you're listening and you're trying to travel in the future for holidays, get your passports well in advance, maybe in the summertime, because with COVID and the holidays, you know, we were kind of fighting tooth and nail just to make sure we get them in time. But, I just kind of would give that advice to anybody who's traveling for the future in the holidays. But like they said, just time management. I think for us, once we get together and get on that plane, we get so excited. Like, it's just like, you know, like we can't wait to take off and just enjoy vacation. And then once it's time to go, the kids are like, oh, they don't want to leave, you know. They just get upset that it's time to go. But, you know, we look forward to just changing the seasons for the holiday, being warm, you know, just being somewhere where, you know, we can enjoy the sunshine and not be cold. Even though, you know, you do think about Christmas and snow and winter together, we just want to switch it up a little bit and be somewhere where it's nice.
Sounds good. So we've done a lot of talking and everything, but I really want to get serious now, because I have some important things that need to be covered, and I really want my listeners to hear. They need to listen up. So let's get serious for a moment. My first question is, y'all got that wardrobe plan?
You know, we do.
Give us a little hint of what that wardrobe is going to look. No, I know y'all.
Without saying what it's going to be, because Tanika, I'm not on Facebook, but Tanika and Nikki are, and they always tell us how everybody comments and everything, right? And so, like I said, without saying what we are, let's just say we're going to bring Christmas to Cancun.
Oh, okay.
All right. You know, I can't wait. I love that party. Yes, I do. I check out the Facebook. Look, I've been telling my squad, look what they did. yes. Y'all bring the sexy, too. Y'all know.
Miss Terry be like, Miss Terry say, where y'all get them onesies from?
That's right. I sure did. So, you have any special events planned for the kids? Did you have anything, you know, outside the norm? Because I know you can put the kids in the pool and the beach and they're satisfied the whole time.
The whole time.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. That's a special event, huh?
believe it or not, our kids, whenever they go on vacation, one night after vacation, they have their own little party. They take one room. Somebody's room is the party room, and they just have a party the whole time. And a lot of times, they wind up sleeping all in the same room, believe it or not, you know, just because they hang together so tight, you know. But, you know, with them being old, we do have some older kids, and so we hopefully will plan to do some couple stuff, you know, get the guys together with, you know, with us, and, you know, have some fun times with them, maybe do a nice dinner with them at the restaurants that they have to offer. And then, you know, do something with the kids as well. Let them have their own fun.
So that was my next question. How are y'all going to sneak in some adulting? Tell me what adulting looks like in this big 21 family group vacation.
Well, luckily, my oldest daughter is 21. She'll be 22, actually.
Babysitter.
Yes. You put it out of my mouth. She'll be 22 on December 22nd. So she has no problem with, you know, hanging around with the kids and just, and then my Tasha's daughter, my goddaughter, she's almost 18. So they have a ball with them. And they, it's like, it's not even like, can you watch them? It's just like, all right, we have an adult night. All right, bring them over here. So it's just, it's like we said, a big family. And, you know, so it won't be no problem bringing in any adults in at all.
Oh, I know that's right. All right. So, do you have any plans as your kind of sister girl event where you'll kind of get together to further strengthen this bond that, you know, has been long lasting, and any plans for anything like that?
We always have, I would say we always have girl talk by the beach or the pool, you know, and every time that we go away, it just adds to a different layer of our relationship. You know, it strengthens us. We, you know, we learn each other. We learn a little bit more about each other or about our marriages. You know, we go through different things, different challenges. And so we have each other to talk to, you know, for advice and, you know, and just the vent too. So, you know, so like just being by the pool and having girl talk, having a cocktail, you know, you know, Tasha and Nicole recently had kids, so they kind of been about the kid, the babies, and, you know, we just have different types of conversations that we talk to each other about.
Sounds good. So, and you need that, too, because, you know, I'll tell people, I love my 19 years of marriage, but it's probably the hardest job I've ever worked.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, having my sister friends to kind of, you know, bounce stuff off, you know, we vent, but then we laugh and we know,
yes,
you know, we in it to win it.
Yes,
so.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
And this trip will be Nikki's and her husband's anniversary, so hopefully they can get some time away, you know, to enjoy their anniversary, you know, while they're away with us.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I'm sure. What, how many years, Nikki, Nicole?
It'll be 11. 11 years.
Yeah. Wonderful. Somebody else said 11 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Me and Tanika, we all got married in the same year.
Wow.
Well, Tanika's a year ahead of us.
Oh, yeah. She definitely getting that year ahead of us, and she had that. Well, yep.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, as we kind of wrap up a little bit, I want to say, as you know, Traveltude is all about the way you think about the travel experience. That's the essence of what Traveltude is. It's the preparation, the anticipation, and the ultimate satisfaction with it all. So with that in mind, give, will each of you just give me one or two words that will further describe your Traveltude for this upcoming trip?
Well, mine is kind of planned, but excited. I'm excited. I'm excited, and I'm going to say that because with everything that's going on outside of, you know, like the pandemic and trying to start to pull things back up and everything and then work, it's like, all right, we need to just get away and enjoy ourselves because we can't live in a bubble. I don't want to live in a bubble. I don't want to live in fear. And our kids are in, you know, not in school. So this will be a great opportunity for everyone. So I'm excited, ecstatic, and I can't wait. I mean, usually Sneak and I, we always text each other about, I'm like, are you excited yet? Are you excited? And neither one of us, we actually board the plane, literally.
Yes.
And so this year, I texted her a couple days ago, and I said, you excited yet? She said, no, I'll be excited when I board the plane. I said, well, I'm actually excited this year. She was like, well, usually don't be excited yet. I said, I'm excited. So my word is excited. I'm excited. Right.
So usually we are, my husband and I are away for our anniversary alone. Like, we spend the time with the kids, but usually right after Christmas, we're out of here, just he and I. But I'm excited to be able to take the kids away with friends slash family and spend Christmas and our anniversary together. So that's, it's also exciting. It's exciting. It's different. I'm looking for a time to even rest, you know, just catch up on some rest. And I'm looking forward to Christmas. This is going to be a great Christmas. I'm looking forward. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I would have to say my word is love, because I love surprises. None of the kids know that they're going away. So, like, I love surprises. I love vacation. I love not having to cook. I love having to eat all I want and drink all I want. I love being with my girlfriends. I love being with my kids. I love being with my husband. I love being on vacation. I love being in somebody else's place where I ain't got to clean up again. I'm just loving the thought of going away for Christmas. And I love Christmas. Like, that's my favorite holiday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm a little bit sad that I won't be with my family, like my mom, and, you know, but I think even due to COVID, I wouldn't be with them anyway. So I'm happy to kind of enjoy it with my family, my girlfriends, who are like my second family, you know, so, and their kids, you know. So I'm excited. I think that's my word, love. I'm loving all this.
All right. I love it. I love the excitement.
Yes.
We counting down our Tanika on the 25th.
Yes.
More days on the 25th, we'll be counting down. And she's like, no. I know Tasha isn't here, but not to really speak for her, but she is pumped. I'm going to say her dad is pumped. Am I lying, y'all? She is.
No. Tasha has plans beyond our belief. Like,
she would be banging us right now.
Yes. She said, we getting the yacht in the church. Yes. She said, we going on the yacht. We going to do this. We going to do that.
You're like, all right. Look, let's
That's
just
get Tasha.
Yeah, she's super excited. Yes. And our husbands are excited, too. You know, all of them, they have developed a bond over the years with each other. And so I think they're excited to just get some guy time in and to get some beach time as well, some sun, you know.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, ladies, I am hopeful that you and your families will have a safe, awesome, and insanely fun holiday vacation. I want to thank you again for joining me today and expressing some traveltude. It has been a real pleasure, and I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Terry. Thank you,
Miss Terry.
Yeah, a lot of patience with us. I know we get on Tanika's nerves, and Tanika get on your nerves, but just know it's coming from us. We be trying to figure out what's best. So it's not all her, but you are the best. You are the best.
Tanika, no, it doesn't bother me at all. She knows. It comes with the territory, and my ultimate goal is always, you know, that people will have the ultimate satisfaction in their vacations.
Yes.
I try to provide.
And you make that happen. You stand by your brand. I will say that.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Travel To Podcast. We hope you will tune in for episode 6 on Tuesday, December 15th, where I'll have a discussion about cruising. Yep, it's another one of those elephant in the room topics, but it's if you love cruising and you miss it so much, you'll want to listen in as Laura Swetzler with the Royal Caribbean International provides us with some cruise news that we all can use. You can always find this podcast at any time on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and on my website, www.farmoretravel.com. And when you get a chance, hop on over to Facebook and join the Travel To private Facebook group, where we share our past, present, and future travel experiences. And of course, there's always giveaways. And remember, when it comes to travel, the adventure is not just in the going, it's in your entire way of thinking about the travel experience, the preparation, the anticipation, and the satisfaction. Like I said, it's more than a vibe, it's more than a mood, it's a travel too. I'm on travel. Oh, yeah.